Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly on the Skype line from Gosford. On the New South Wales Central Coast is Vision Australia's adaptive technology consultant, David Woodbridge. David, can I say happy birthday?
Yes, thank you. Remember, it's not 50, it's 49 plus one.
49 plus one, congratulations.
Indeed. Thank you.
Yes. And did you do anything exciting for it?
I had about 25 people over on Saturday for a nice lunch at the local pub. And I also had a Apple wireless keyboard made up of little tiny little biscuits for my cake.
That sounds terrific.
Yes, but to quickly top it all off, I got a Starship Enterprise model for my birthday as well. And my 9-year-old son turned around and told me that I was too old to have toys anymore.
I think he's right, but we still like our toys, don't we?
Exactly.
What's hot in the iTunes store?
Well, I got a very nice surprise yesterday when I came back to work. I got an email from Apple saying that my IC, the book that I talked about last week about how to get up and running with Apple products,
yes,
was actually listed as What's Hot section in the Australian iBook store.
Well, that's a nice birthday present, isn't it?
I thought that's very, very nice. So, yes, I was quite thrilled by that.
Mm, and how's the response going? There were, I think it was 225 downloads last week you were telling us about.
Yeah, I checked it last night, and it's up to 476. So the official day for 4 weeks is tomorrow, so I want to see if I can make it past 500.
So what do people have to do to help you?
All they have to do is go to the iTunes store on their Mac or PC and search for IC by David Woodbridge, or just IC or David Woodbridge, whoever you like, and you can download the book for absolutely free, and you can start reading it. And if you'd like to send me some feedback, you can email me at Vision Australia or leave feedback on the page where you can also rate it as well in the iTunes store.
So have fun with that one. Lots of
indeed
useful information David Woodbridge would have put into that book, I see. David, I saw an email last Wednesday morning, I think it was, and I thought to myself, I know what we're going to talk about next week. Because there's been, what is it, a revolution, a coup in the screen reader world?
Yes, I haven't quite decided what this is yet, but of course, when I saw that too, I thought, yep, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about next week. And of course, it's the fact that GW Micro, which is a company in the United States which produces a screen reader for Microsoft Windows, and basically a screen reader is something that a person who is blind relies upon to read out what's on the screen. And, of course, when you actually use the keyboard, it also echoes what you're typing. So you both get speech output via electronic synthesizer and speech input. And normally, Windowized costs in the realm of $1,000. Well, in conjunction with Microsoft, GW Micro has announced that they now have a free version of Windowized if you're running Microsoft Office on your Windows PC.
Well, that is an extraordinary development, and it's going to shake up the industry, isn't it?
Look, I think so, because at the moment, as we all know, that JAWS for Windows from Freedom Scientific is a lot more expensive than what Windowize is or has ever been. So one would assume Freedom Scientific is going to start re-evaluating how much they charge for their particular screen reader. But it's interesting because I was thinking when I read the announcement that it seems that Microsoft is pulling in programs from third parties now rather than working on them themselves. So, for example, they just updated a narrator in Windows 8, but now they've got Windowize. They've also pulled in the Code Factory for their Windows Phone mobile phones, and of course that's to make the Windows Phone talk with mobile speak. So I thought it was quite interesting, but then again, why waste the expertise when you can source it from other spots rather than having it internal to Microsoft?
Now, I think of three main players in the screen reader world. There's NVDA, which is freeware, though they do appreciate donations, and they certainly deserve them. It's an Australian initiative, and they do a great job with their screen reader. There's the Windowize from GW Micro, and there's Freedom Scientific's JAWS, which has been around probably longer than the other two. How do you just, very briefly sort of compare the three or rate the three?
Look, Windowize is definitely comparable to JAWS. So they're both considered to be the, you know, the commercial screen readers that are the top of the crop, so to speak. NVDA is getting a little bit more noticed in, I guess, in employment, a little bit in education, but it's primarily used, as far as I know, at home.
And it's very popular in the home market, isn't it?
It is, because being free, it's, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. The other screen reader, which I probably should mention, and it doesn't really affect these guys because they don't rely on sales for it, is the SA2Go, the System Access web version from Xerotech.
Mm.
And that's where you can run their interface from any PC you like, just run it on and it starts talking to you. So, but basically, Xerotech sells content or relies on content and subscriptions. They don't rely on the price of System Access for their funding and so on. So, but basically, yes, NVDA for free, and then we've got Windows free, and poor old poor old Freedom Scientific and JAWS is sitting up there at the top of the tree being horrendously expensive still.
I've never heard anybody say poor old Freedom Scientific and JAWS before.
I know, probably shouldn't use those words in the same sentence, really.
Is this going to really change the landscape, and in not too long a period of time, are we going to find that it'll be very unusual to pay for your screen reader, that it'll come as part of what's provided, whether it be the Windows Office or whether it be what we're already seeing, of course, with the Apple Mac and mobile systems?
Yeah, I think time will tell, because it's only been, you know, just not even a week yet since it was announced, and we don't know what the implications are going to be for home, education or employment. It's probably going to be a fairly gradual uptake, I think, as people learn more about it and what you can do with it. We're certainly going to be supporting it at Vision Australia. In fact, all the eight guys on the ATC help desk at the moment, we're all using the free version on our laptops to make sure that we're up to speed in installing and supporting Windows.
How does the free version compare with the previous, shall we call it, retail version of Windows?
Yes, that's right. Now, I should say the retail version is still available, but basically what happens with the free version is a few things that it doesn't have, and then you have to, of course, purchase it. But to begin with, the Windows free for Office basically will work with Windows 8.1, Windows 8, Windows Vista, and Windows XP. You definitely have to have Microsoft 2010 and above installed. So 2013, it'll work with Microsoft Office 365 if that's actually installed as part of the client on the local machine. It will detect when you install it that you have a valid license for Office on your computer. If it doesn't find one, it'll just run in 30-minute demo mode. But besides that, it will install with the talking speech interface, and then you've got a choice between two synthesizers. The first synthesizer you have is Microsoft Office Speech, which on Windows 7 is pretty good. And then you've got, which I still think is the appalling eSpeak voice, which NVDA also has. That's the very robotic, sort of almost like 1980s speech synthesizer voice. And then, of course, if you want the extra voices that the retail version comes with, you can actually purchase them as a separate purchase as well.
And what sort of a purchase is that? How much are they?
I haven't looked into it, but it's not horrendously expensive. I think from memory, it's about $30, $30 to $40, but don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure yet. The support for the product, the way they're going to be doing it is that installation support from GW Micro will be free. But if you require any ongoing support, they're going to be charging $25 US per incident, or you can buy for $99 12 incidents. So I guess, you know, for the year. But installation is going to be definitely free. So people that, and I'll give the website in a while, that want to install it and have difficulty, you can certainly contact GW Micro if you have any difficulties.
You don't get it on a CD?
No, if you want it on a CD, you can actually email GW Micro and ask it for a CD. And of course, being on a hard media, you probably have to pay for, you know, postage and handling and that sort of stuff. But, you know, it's reasonably easy to download off the website. The install process is reasonably okay.
Does Windows work with other languages?
It does indeed. Yep. It's got a long list. So when you go to the website, when I give it to you, it does support lots of languages. And I believe for Arabic and Hebrew, they're the two voices that I believe are languages that you need to purchase. It's not part of the English or the other Latin-based languages that are free at the moment.
Mm. And what about the arrangement for upgrades?
Upgrades will be free as far as when you downloaded it, then automatic upgrades will be free. Again, if you want a hard media update CD, that's something else that you'll actually have to purchase from GW Micro as well. And while we're talking about sort of hard media, normally when you buy the retail version of WindowWise, you get the a braille copy and a large print copy of the keystrokes. Again, if you want that, you have to purchase that as well because it's not part of the free version. But of course, GW Micro has always been well known for its online tutorials and manuals. So of course, their manual is always online and you can listen to their great audio tutorials as well.
Mm. Can you install the retail version on the same machine? Not sure why you would, but people will wonder about those sorts of things.
No, I guess that's probably for people that if you actually had WindowWise, the retail version installed already, you wouldn't install the free version over it unless it was an old copy that you had, like, you know, WindowWise 7.5 or 7 or something like that. So, but no, you can't have both on the same machine. But for those that are probably waiting for the tremendous web address, it's very straightforward. It's actually just www.windowwise for office. So that's WINDOW, eyes, EYES, office, OFF, sorry, for office.com. So I didn't say that right. WindowWiseForOffice.com, and the four is not a number four, it's FOR. So again, www.windowwiseforoffice.com. And if you go on there, it's very straightforward. All you have to do is select the drop-down list or the combo box to select your language. So of course, I selected English. Choose the Download Now button. It will download it. And you run the install program and it will install it. I had a few issues with mine yesterday, and we've worked it out this morning, actually, the fact that it was trying to install the talking speech synthesizer for the install. So the AT guys on the help disk who are very tricky, particularly Nick Allen, we were able to bypass that initial bit, and I was actually successfully able to install my copy this morning on both machines, both my test machine and my help desk machine. Mm-hmm. But besides that, after I installed it, it just came up with a wizard, asked me what I wanted to set the speech rate to, keyboard echo, punctuation, etc. And then WindowWise started running, and it was an absolutely lovely experience to use a fully blown screen reader with Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft Word, Internet Explorer, my Excel spreadsheet, Skype, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Can I offer a little hint too for people who are using an existing screen reader like JAWS? When you go to start installing, turn off that other one. Don't have the two of them running because when you try to stop one of them, your machine might get a little bit confused.
That's right. And you'll have two of them talking at the same time, which could be very interesting.
Yes, yeah. And it talks through the installation quite well, I understand.
It does. Now, look, I must say I tend to prefer the Microsoft speech over eSpeak. I think eSpeak's quite hard to understand, but again, it's a free synthesizer. Microsoft in Windows 7 and Windows 8 is very, very nice anyway.
A very exciting development, David.
It is a very exciting development. We're going to be doing probably more work on it over the next couple of weeks and months, and we'll probably even be doing some podcasts on it. On the blog for Talking Tech, I'll actually have all these web links up there so people can access the WindowWise manual, the WindowWiseForOffice.com website, and other links that you might want to follow up. There's a particular podcast from Assistive Technology Update, and I've got the link on there if you want to listen to the announcement from last week from GW Micro and Microsoft.
And the big takeout from today's edition of Talking Tech is that GW Micro's WindowWise is now available through Microsoft. If you've got Microsoft 10, Office 10 or above, you can get the WindowWise product for free. David Woodbridge, Adaptive Technology Consultant with Vision Australia. We'll talk again next week, David.
Thank you.
This has been Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly.